Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Shine into our hearts the light of your wisdom, O God, and open our minds to the knowledge of your word, that in all things we may think and act according to your good will, and may live continually in the light of your Son, Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Please be seated as we listen to the word proclaimed.
A reading from 1 Samuel. Samuel was ministering before the Lord, a boy wearing a linen ephod. His mother used to make for him a little robe and take it to him each year when she went up with her husband to offer the yearly sacrifice. Then Eli would bless Elkanah and his wife and say, "May the Lord repay you with children by this woman for the gift that she made to the Lord." And then they would return to their home. Now the boy Samuel continued to grow both in stature and in favor with the Lord and with the people. Word of God, word of life.
Thanks be to God.
Let us pray Psalm 148 responsively. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord from the heavens. Praise God in the heights.
Praise the Lord, all you angels. Sing praise, all you hosts of heaven.
Praise the Lord, sun and moon. Sing praise, all you shining stars.
Praise the Lord, heaven of heavens, and you waters above the heavens.
Let them praise the name of the Lord, who commanded, and they were created.
You made them stand fast forever and ever, giving them a law that shall not pass away.
Praise the Lord from the earth, you sea monsters and all deeps.
Fire and hail, snow and fog, tempestuous wind doing God's will.
Mountains and hills, fruit trees and all cedars.
Wild beasts and all cattle, creeping things and flying birds.
Sovereigns of the earth and all peoples, princes and all rulers of the world.
Young men and maidens, old and young together.
Let them praise the name of the Lord, whose name only is exalted, whose splendor is over earth and heaven.
The Lord has raised up strength for the people and praise for all faithful servants, the children of Israel, a people who are near the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to the Father,
and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning,
is now, and will be forever. Amen. The second reading is from Colossians. As God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience. Bear with one another, and if anyone has a complaint against another, forgive each other, just as the Lord has forgiven you, so you also must forgive. Above all, clothe yourselves with love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony. And let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called in the one body. And be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. Teach and admonish one another in all wisdom, and with gratitude in your hearts sing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs to God. And whatever you do in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. Word of God, word of life.
Thanks be to God.
The Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
When the time came for their purification, according to the law of Moses, they brought Jesus up to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. As it is written in the law of the Lord, every firstborn male shall be designated as holy to the Lord. And they offered a sacrifice according to what is stated in the law of the Lord, a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons. Now there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. This man was righteous and devout, looking forward to the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit rested on him. It had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before he had seen the Lord's Messiah. Guided by the Spirit, Simeon came into the temple, and when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him what was customary under the law, Simeon took him in his arms and praising God, saying, "Master, now you are dismissing your servant in peace, according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the presence of all peoples, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and for the glory of your people Israel." And the child's mother and father were amazed at what was being said about him. Then Simeon blessed them and said to his mother Mary, "This child is destined for the falling and the rising of many in Israel, and to be a sign that will be opposed, so that the inner thoughts of many will be revealed, and a sword will pierce your own soul too." There was also a prophet, Anna, the daughter of Phanuel, in the tribe of Asher. She was of great age, having lived with her husband 7 years after her marriage, then as a widow to the age of 84. She never left the temple, but worshipped there with fasting and prayer night and day. At that moment she came and began to praise God and to speak about the child to all who were looking for the redemption of Jerusalem. When they had finished everything required by the law of the Lord, they returned to Galilee, to their own town of Nazareth. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise
to you, Christ. May be seated.
Can you take a moment to hear the story of an old woman? My name is Anna, and I have seen the Anointed. How blessed am I? I cannot recall the number of years I spent in the temple, but they are a great many. I have not always been old. I was young once and very beautiful, or so my dear husband Levi told me every day in the brief fleeting years that we were together. Ah, Levi. When we were married, we had the same hopes that all young couples have, to live long together, to love the Lord God of Israel, and to be blessed with children. I have lived long, but not my dear Levi. He died so very young, so very long ago, and we had no children. With my broken heart, I determined to seek the face of the Lord in the temple courts. As a woman, of course, I could only go into the court of women. But I went and I poured out my heart to the Lord. I admit, at first what came out of me was anger and sorrow. Why did he who holds us all in the palm of his hand let this happen to me? I was full of misery and despair. But I found comfort in the Psalms of David, a man after God's own heart. And I know that the Lord is not angry at us when we speak honestly to him. As time went on, this heart of mine was softened, and my prayers began to focus on others. I was moved every day to pray for those who came to the temple courts. And when I did, the Lord revealed to me the mission of my life, the purpose to my sorrow. As I looked at those who came to the temple, whether to celebrate a feast, or for the purification after childbirth, or for the dedication of a firstborn son, I was given words of prophecy from the Almighty himself. Because I had sought to fill my empty heart day after day in the temple courts, I heard the voice of God constantly. And I was cared for there by those who also loved the Lord. I was given shelter, and some even brought me food when they came to pray. The pain of my own soul allowed me to see the suffering in the faces of others, and I was privileged to speak to them words of comfort. Because I had never borne a child, my human attraction was to babies. And so the Lord revealed to me that this was also part of his plan, that I was to see the baby, the chosen one, the Messiah. Year after year, in the great temple, I prayed, often for the affairs of state and the great events of the world. From travelers to the temple, we heard of many things. I prayed that the rebels would not create chaos, that the Romans would not destroy us. When I heard that Herod was to be made king, I prayed that it would not be so, for his notoriety was a great stench in the land. God did not answer that prayer. But in that is an even more wonderful example of his greatness and his love for his people. For you see, God can use the kings and rulers of this age to do his will, whether they know it or not, and regardless of their merit. When Herod announced his plans to tear down the temple built by Nehemiah and replace it with a bigger one, there was great consternation and fear. Yes, he had built Caesarea, a huge temple to Caesar, as well as a magnificent palace and a temple in Samaria. But what if Herod was not able to carry out this plan? What if he changed his mind after the removal of the old temple? Herod was known to have a will of iron, and many were the times he relentlessly directed it to the destruction of anyone who stood in his way. But our Lord, the God of Israel, used this very trait to ensure that a great and magnificent temple was produced in only 1.5 years. And in that temple, my children, built and inhabited by the Spirit of God, I saw the baby who is the hope of Israel. God came to the temple, a temple that was built by an unworthy ruler, to bring salvation to an unworthy people. Because of his love for us, a love that endures forever. They were so close to me, the baby Jesus and Joseph and Mary. I could hear Simeon speaking to them, but I could not see the child. I waited until Simeon finished the blessing, for that was proper. He also was old, and like me, heard the voice of God and longed to see the coming one. And then the moment came. My eyes fell on his tiny face, and in that instant, I knew him to be the one. I praised God, and once again, the words poured from me, and I spoke of him to all who were seeking redemption in Jerusalem. It was the consolation of a mother's heart. I, who never had the privilege of a child of my own, had now seen the child, the one for whom the whole world waited. My story is complete, my suffering insignificant. Joy is my legacy. And what will be your story, my children? Your legacy? The Bible records my story, and the church remembers me as one of her saints because of my patience and faithfulness. How will you be remembered? What will be your legacy? I sat in the temple seeking God's voice for many, many years. Have you taken your troubled heart to the temple? Have you sat in prayer and poured out your pain and sorrow to our Lord of consolation? Have you been still and listened for him to reveal his wondrous plan for you? You see, your story is not yet written, your legacy not yet determined. With the Lord's help, you have time to write your story with your life, with your living. You have time to live in such a way that people will see your faithfulness, will feel your generosity and your patience, will seek your wisdom and peacefulness, will witness your unconditional love for all those around you. That day in the temple, at the beginning of the new year, I witnessed God himself take on a new beginning with us, for us. Perhaps now is the time for you to begin anew as well, a time for you to ponder a life that is larger than your own plans for yourself. A time for you to consider what kind of name, what memories, what contributions you will leave behind when your time on this earth is done. What do you want to be written of you? What stories will be told? What do you want to be remembered of you? Yes, my children, you have time. Your story is not yet written, your legacy not yet determined. May God grant you the days and the ways to live your life so that it will touch you for generations to come. And that, my dear children, is this old woman's prayer for you this new year. Thanks be to God.